Go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barbara will be here soon, and until then, we have psychic Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
I sure am, and we have Richard Conrad.
Yes.
Yo-ho, aloha. Go.
Yes. So what'd you do today? You said you had something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, something really funny. I was going to wait till Barbara got on, but doesn't matter, I guess.
You can go ahead and say
in Hawaii. Huh?
You can go ahead and say it, yeah.
I'm not understanding you, Johnny.
I'm saying you can go ahead and say it, you know.
Oh, okay. In Hawaii, just a few days ago, they had like a very small tsunami. It was a wave from a storm, and it went over the buildings to, you know, over a two-level building throughout the south shore of Hawaii, and it broke down all kinds of things, streets and everything. It was incredible. They said it was like the biggest waves they've ever seen in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Well, why is that funny?
Plus it went through.
Johnny, you got to be in the present here. I don't understand what's wrong with you.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to talk if you're not going to talk, Johnny.
No. Barbara's right here. Hello,
why
Barbara.
He
you there?
Yes.
He's not talking.
You guys, I'm sorry. My clock is wrong, and I thought I had 2 minutes, and I got to my cell phone. It says 5:01. So sorry I missed the greeting. And why is Johnny not talking?
I am
talking. Because he's too worried about the girl he's going to meet for lunch. That's all he can think about.
Really? Yeah. When is the lunch meeting?
It'll be Wednesday, and I'm really looking forward to this because I really, really need this. I mean, I have it.
Well, what does she need? Maybe she needs a nice sandwich and a nice conversation. You're overthinking it already. It's too much. You're making it too big. It's too much pressure.
Yeah, and he's really messing up the show because of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Barbara, I wanted to say what I was saying before was in Hawaii, they had the largest wave in history a few days ago. The wave went over a two-story building in the south shore of Hawaii, and that was down near Waikiki in that area, the south shore in Diamond Head. And it broke up the roads. It broke up places, pipes and everything. Then half the island is you can't even get around the island because of it.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a high wave. I'm going to go on the news after the show and read up on that. Wow. That's a big wave. Things are happening crazy around the world with the heat waves and now this wave. And it's just on our globe.
How hot is it where you are? It's 99 here, going to be 101 every day next week.
I will check what it is, but it doesn't seem too off. It seems like a normal summer California. I'm downloading my weather app again. I had it not downloaded, but it's not like a big heat wave over here. It's just normal hot. It's nice. It's perfect. We usually do that.
Oh, good.
Weather.
We ought to go. We ought to go visit you or go to Alaska, either or. Did you buy a ticket for the lotto?
I did.
No, I would like to, though. No, I didn't. You did?
Well, you better send someone out right now because it'll be shut off in 2 hours.
It's up to
690 million.
Wow. Somebody's got to be the winner. Why not me?
I win, I'm buying my father an airplane.
An airplane.
Is that what he wants?
That's what he wants.
That's interesting.
That's what he wants. And, yeah, it's...
Is he a pilot? Does he fly?
No. It's just that that's the one thing he doesn't have. He needs to be able to travel back and forth from Atlanta. And, you know, I probably will get them a nice house in Sweden, maybe. And, you know, I mean, it's just that he needs to get from place to place, you know. Maybe we can hire your father as a pilot.
It's great to be able to, you know, dream and think about what you want, what you would do with the money, because it seems like kind of a form of manifestation, right, Dale?
Right.
You think about what
you
want.
I guess.
Yeah.
If you really believe it, it's just like, just I'm not the luckiest person in the world, so I don't know. But Richard and I were talking about this. Richard, tell him what you would do with the money.
Oh, simple, very simple. As soon as I get the money today, tomorrow, I would go buy an RV. Then I would stop at AT&T and get a new cell phone. And my old one I would throw away. And I would hit the road. And you wouldn't be able to find me for about 6 months. I'd be traveling all over the USA. Because people would always be trying to chase you down and get your money.
Yes. I agree, Richard. I agree. I would move far away. I would. Get away from all that.
I would buy a house on the beach in Hawaii. I would also buy a condo in Paris. And I would travel a lot. By the way,
you know what would really be hysterical about that? If you won, Dale? Well, I mean, you would be a psychic. You could say, you know, usually people say, well, if you're so psychic, how come you didn't win the lottery? But you'd have won the lottery. You see?
It don't work that way.
Like,
it doesn't work like that.
I don't know, but she didn't say it. You know,
but actually, I have my girlfriend. I have my friend in Sacramento buying the ticket because I couldn't get to where I needed to buy it today. I forgot all about it. So I have my friend in Sacramento going to 7-Eleven and buying a ticket.
How much are they?
Buying a couple of tickets. $2.
Mega Millions. Everybody should be buying it. This is a great way.
Well, you should.
Yeah, I will. 7-Eleven. I never, you know, I don't even know how to buy these things. But since you told me to.
You don't know how. You walk into the store, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a 7-Eleven near you?
Yes, many.
Okay, you go to a 7-Eleven, and you say, I want one ticket or two tickets for the Mega Million. That's it.
Okay.
And they'll tell you it's $4. They print it up and give it to you.
And then you sit there and watch in front of the TV and see if you won? Is that how?
No.
That's right.
It doesn't go off California time or whatever. It's about 9 o'clock at night, which would be 12 o'clock back east. So you look online and you ask for Mega Million, you know, winnings, and they'll tell you. Or Powerball? No, Mega Million. Powerball.
I don't
want to
buy the wrong one. I mean, do I? Why is he telling
me
to buy Powerball?
Mega Million, Barbara. It's simple.
Johnny,
Mega
don't confuse
million.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, there. Okay. Powerball
Aloha
or something
on that one. Because I'm doing it, and I love those stories about the people who have won. Their crazy stories, like the guy going back because the wife said you spent too much, $2 too much on that orange juice. Down the road, they've got it on sale. Go back, get your money back, and go get it from the other store. Not kidding. The nice husband did go back. They were pinching big time, and he did something bad again. He bought a lottery ticket. It cost him $5, though, when he got his orange juice money back, and he couldn't help it. They won $600 million.
Well, that's sad. That's sad because they're so cheap. So, but whatever.
And
he was so afraid.
He was so afraid to tell his wife that he did something wrong by spending the $5.
Oh, there's a lot of funny stories about the. Okay, all you need to know is you go to 7-Eleven, ask for Mega Million at the cashier, and they'll print you up one, and that's it.
Yes, and I agree with, you know, if I win, explaining that he's going to be gone for 6 months. It's true. People, they think that they need some of your money just because you have a lot. Just because I have a
That's
lot
right.
means they can have some. That's not how it works, though, people. And, you know, then you go around thinking, feeling cheap because, well, you didn't give this person $1,000 or it's only $1,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you give all your friends $1,000 and everything, I mean, pretty soon it's gone. It goes fast, especially
right.
when you're paying for college and buying a couple of new homes around the world. I want to buy one in Paris as well, and I want one in Hawaii as well. I mean, hey, it adds up, right?
You know, there was this one lady that I saw on Letterman, and her name was Pam Hyatt was her name. That's the so it basically nothing. It's just that basically she you know was pregnant when she won, which was really nice. But are you ready to take a caller?
Yeah, but you didn't finish what you were saying.
I said
right.
what I was going to say. She was pregnant when she won. She was pregnant.
Big deal.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Area code
yes,
424, guys. You were live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
Hello.
Hello.
Christy?
Can you
Hi.
Hear us? Can
You're
you
on.
Hear
me?
I Hi.
Can... Oh, okay. Hi. Hi, Barbara.
And what is your name?
Hi.
What's your name?
Christy.
And where are you from?
I am from Los Angeles.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I'm kind of at like a crossroads so much, but I'm kind of like at a point in my career where I'm like wondering where I'm going to go next. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, that's like saying, what did I eat for breakfast 5 days ago? You know, I don't know. I mean, as far as what type of work do you do now?
I'm a therapist.
What?
I'm a therapist.
What? What? Okay. So, like, in a therapy, like a session type thing of helping people?
Yeah.
Okay. How far are you from being a psychologist?
I'm never going to be a psychologist. I'm a marriage and family therapist.
Okay. You just want to do a family therapist. All right. I still see you staying where you're at. I don't see anything changing. Not at all, because you're not making an effort for it. You know, you have to have four or five things or three or four things that you have in mind that you want. Do you know what they are?
No, I'm not sure yet.
That's why I can't pick up on it, because you
I'm
don't
just
know.
Like in the I'm just in the beginning stages of, like, trying to figure it out. I don't really even know what's
well,
out there.
Well, you know,
but
it's
I
better
figured...
that you call It's better you call us back, sweetie, when you have figured out what you want to do, and then I can figure out if that will work for you. Okay?
Okay, but I mean, but you're a psychic, so I figured you would be
yeah,
able
but it
to,
doesn't
like,
work
tell
that
me,
way.
Like, what's, why not?
It doesn't work that way, sweetheart. It doesn't.
So you can't tell me what? So you can't tell me anything about my future? Is that right?
I can, yeah, I can, but I don't do that on air. That would be you'd have to call me, and we'd go into it for about 45 minutes, and figure it out together.
Yeah, but well, I'm
okay,
sorry. Like, excuse me. I'm just confused. Like,
okay.
Well, I don't
okay.
understand.
Okay, well,
like,
you know what? You know what? Stay that way. Johnny, go to the next one, please.
Oh, you
yeah,
are
Johnny,
friend.
Go to the next one.
You are a fraud. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay,
bye-bye.
Johnny, go. Johnny,
oh,
yes,
no.
Okay, the next
Johnny,
one
oh,
is area code
oh.
850. You're live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
Miss Michelle. Hello, my name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Uh-huh.
And
how can
I
help you?
Well, I had some dental work done about 2 years ago, and the dentist messed it up, and I've been to several dentists and like majorly messed it up. I look so old, like 20 years older, and my face is falling and my lips. And so I'm just really devastated. And so I went to another dentist, and he's sending me to Georgia. It's right across the state line of Florida. And and so he did some impressions. I don't know how in the world I'm going to afford it. I'm going to have to take out my care credit because I used the money that the other dentist gave back to me.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is it possible, from what I'm seeing, for you to, unfortunately, to pull the teeth out and get impressions and then get something new? Can you do that for dental work?
Well, they did pull all my top teeth. And So he did take an impression. So I'm really nervous, and I'm like, am I going to get my smile back? Because the doctor took my bone, sawed my bone too short, and you can't get that bone back. So I'm just devastated.
Well, I understand that, but apparently you have a new dentist, right?
Yeah, so I guess I'm just worried. Am I going to get my smile back? Am I going to be pretty at all? I'm so ugly looking right now. I'm so old looking. And
well, you know what? You are, and you're going to be fine. What you might do is contact an attorney and take some pictures of what has happened and see what you can do about that. What is that noise, Johnny?
Nothing.
That's twice it's happened.
Okay, I'll turn off the notices. There we go.
I don't believe he stood. Anyway, yes, you will get your smile back, and there'll be no problem.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And I wanted to tell you something. My daughter lived in Hawaii and with her dad off the grid. And I was curious where she lived in
Hilo
by a volcano. Was that close to there? She graduated.
Oh, you mean where the waves came?
Yeah. Hmm.
No, Hilo is a different island. It's where
the
volcano.
The other island.
It's where the volcano goes off, and that's nowhere near the nowhere near where the waves were, which was near Waikiki and Diamond Head.
Oh, okay.
In Oahu, but you are going to get your smile back, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that.
Good. Just trust his
good.
He knows what he's doing. Okay,
God
sweetie,
bless
thank
you guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
you too.
They can do anything. They can fix anything these days when it comes to the teeth.
All right.
Sort of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready for the next one?
Well,
Johnny, you're pushing. You push.
Yeah, you're
pushing.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Take a breath here.
Okay.
Yeah, really. As to the first call, I wanted to address that for the moment, okay?
Okay.
For a therapist to say what she said is pretty, pretty, pretty sad. But anyway, what kind of therapist would you be? You can't, as a psychic, pick out what people are going to be doing if they have nothing in their mind, if they don't know what they want to do, you know?
But do you
once you
art?
Do know... Huh?
Do you see art? Because I know that person, and she's really an artist. So maybe she...
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, you may know her all you want, but she's weird, okay?
Oh, Dale. Well, thank you for addressing it. You know, because some people are calling, and you're their last resort because they're
well,
down.
Well, I'm not her last resort. The girl makes money. She knows what she's doing. She helps a lot of people. She's good at that. She doesn't want to do therapy. So, you know, after that, I don't know, you know. I'd have to see some of her artwork in order to see if she'd make it or not.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you already told her she would, and she did make it. So a year ago or something, you told her, and she
did make it in
the art world.
Good.
She's on Etsy and all that.
Well, she called me a weird name, so I don't know what to say.
I feel bad for both of y'all.
Huh?
All
right.
Okay. I feel bad for both parties in this situation right now. Okay.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Dale.
All right.
I want to change the subject really quick. I just read a text from my dad earlier, and he said that a plane went down. We were talking about flying, and Johnny had said, well, isn't your dad a pilot? Yes, he is. He said that a plane went down right in Huntington Beach, right in the ocean. I'm going to have to check that out. Can you guys believe it?
Yeah.
Well, no, a lot of planes been going down lately.
And they saw a shark, too. And that's rare for Huntington Beach. And they shut all swimming down the other day because of a shark biting.
Oh, yeah, I know about the shark case.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of shark attacks.
And people still are going in the water.
What's happening is this. The water is very warm in a lot of the waters in the areas. And a lot of the cruise ships come in. And they dump the food near, you know, where they shouldn't. And the sharks go for that food. I know they do that in Hawaii, you know. So the sharks go for the food, and that's it. You know, so that's why there's shark bites, a lot of them.
They're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Stay
They're
out
hungry,
of the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you see the signs, just stay out. I mean, come on, it's not worth it.
Well, it's
a swim
the water is exceptionally warm now. I mean, you know, with 101 over here and, you know, all over. And even in Hawaii, the weather's been like 88, 89, 90, but they have humidity. You know, it's not as bad as Florida, but they have humidity.
Yeah. How unlucky would you have to be to say you're swimming in Huntington Beach, you get bitten by a shark, and then a plane crashes into you as well.
I would say, and you survive. I would say pretty lucky.
And you win the lottery that day. Weird, right?
Yeah, that'd be really weird. Okay, next
crazy.
One, Johnny. Go ahead.
There you
yeah,
go.
We're ready now.
435, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
Hello?
Caller.
Well, Johnny, we're not getting anything there.
No, you there, sir, or ma'am, or?
Go to
there
the
you
next
go.
Caller.
What?
Which one?
They're
go
here.
The
I heard somebody on.
Is that
Hello?
You?
Caller? Hi, welcome to the show. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, can you speak up because we're not hearing you?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
What is with people?
Yes.
Yeah, what is with people?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there.
Okay.
That'll be good. Hi. Yeah, I'm just new to the Florida area, and I'm kind of getting ready to start a new adventure. That's my intention to go to sea school and get my captain's license, and just wondering
yeah, what
if
license?
This is the right area.
Wait.
My captain's license. Captain.
Wait, you're going to – wait, hold on. I got to follow this. You're going to sea school to get a captain's license for a boat or for a cruise
yeah.
ship or for what?
For just a boat, just for sailing.
Oh, okay. And is this for you or you want to just bring people aboard?
For me, safety, just knowledge, more experience.
Oh, you're gonna pass with flying colors. It's something you really love. It's something that you should have been doing a long time ago, and it's all good for you. So I would go for it.
Awesome.
Hello.
Great.
Hello.
Yeah.
She said awesome. She said awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
People aren't
yeah.
talking or they're not communicating. Johnny, what is going on?
No, it's okay. I didn't know that caller was done speaking. Yeah. All right.
She said awesome. She's excited. And you know what? That is cool when somebody finds a passion and they love it and they get to do what they love in their life. And I like that. Don't you, Dale?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Anything or anybody with a passion. I think our passion all should be that we win the lottery now. You know, we gotta make a deal with if any one of us wins, we all share.
Okay, let's produce a show in Hawaii if we win.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that with you, Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah.
If we win, I'll take you to dinner.
Do we rent
in Hawaii
a blimp? Let's rent a blimp.
Johnny,
take you to...
Johnny, somebody's talking. Somebody is speaking. That means you don't speak. Richard is trying to speak and talk. Go ahead, Richard.
You know, I've had it with Johnny today. I've had it. Everything is going wrong because he wants a date with this girl.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Well, Richard said he's going to take me out to dinner if he wins the lottery. Continue, Richard.
I'm going to take you. Yes, I will take you out to dinner in Hawaii, not here. I got some special places I can take you in Hawaii that you'll just love. Okay?
Thank you. I look forward to it. Awesome. How sweet is Richard? Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
He's very sweet, but I'm going too.
I didn't invite you.
Oh, no, okay, I'm staying out of this one.
Well, I'm going to go
again. Okay.
I think one of the best places to go eat would be Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're right surrounded by the ocean, and they have great food, and it's awesome.
Turtle Bay is gorgeous. That's where they would put everybody up for the Hawaiian Tropic swimwear competition, because my girlfriend went out there. The guy who produced Baywatch would throw this on. It was a big, huge deal, and it was always at Turtle Bay. And so I've heard of this year after year, Dale, this Turtle Bay. And I have been there, but it was bad weather that day, so I didn't get to enjoy it like everybody else.
Well, Turtle Bay has changed a lot, Barbara. They've remodeled it. It's really, really beautiful. And it's awesome. You know, it's just like, it's one of my favorite places.
And great for snorkeling or scuba diving, right?
It's great for surfing, everything. I mean, to give you an idea, the rooms run $700 to $1,000 a night.
Wow.
Richard and I were looking into some prices, and we're going, wow, that's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
It is, though, a fantasy place. It's just everything is perfect. It doesn't even just look perfect. It smells perfect. It's just
that's
paradise. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Johnny, go ahead if you have another one.
Okay, area code 509. You are live on the air.
You're on.
509.
I thought that was, hello. I thought that was Oregon. Yes.
Hi.
Caller, where do you live with a 509 area code? I thought that was Spokane, where I was born.
Yes. I'm calling from Washington State.
Yes.
Yes. Is that Spokane, Washington? Spokane?
I'm about 3.5 hours from Spokane, but it's more like
Eastern. What city are you in?
I'm in the Yakima area.
Okay.
Central. Do you know where Woodby Island is?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Maybe near Seattle, maybe? I don't know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How can I help you?
I just had like a question regarding future husband. I wanted to know if that will happen for me and
First of all, what is your name? What is
Erica?
Your name? Erica. And how old are you, sweetie?
I'm 28. I'm old.
Good baby. Okay. I see you getting pregnant by the time you're 33 or 34. Do you see a man in your life that you will be introduced to by friends? And it seems to me his name is Ken or Kenneth. He's introduced you to you by, you know, people you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't not, I would go out with everybody you could at this point. you're going to have a lot of fun. And what type of work do you do, honey?
Well, right now I'm interning for a civil rights attorney, and it's actually really cool because, like, one thing led to the next and then to the next. So I did, like, a LSAT prep program for future law students, and that's how I met my boss. And then from her, I got networked to doing other stuff. So it's so cool. I'm just excited.
So what civil I'm rights busy. Attorney? Go into that a little further. What do you do?
He's doing, like, lawsuits against voting discrimination, and that's what I'm mainly doing, like, you know, talking to witnesses, getting declarations, drafting, stuff like that, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting job. Would that put you in Washington, D.C. eventually? Because that's where I see you.
I don't know. Probably.
Well, there's
going
to be an option. There's going to be an option in Washington, D.C. for you to do something like that in the future. And you have that's a great job. Totally great. So not to worry. It's all going to be good for you, okay?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I wrote her an email and we were just talking. And she's like, I just happen to know of a lot of the witnesses from the area. And the attorney was like, I think it was meant to be for us. Like, it was fate. And she was so excited. So
well,
I kind
are
of
you
agree.
Supposed to know the witnesses?
No, I'm not. But I can have easy access to them. And they're going to be feeling comfortable talking to me, you know?
Yeah, well, isn't that kind of illegal?
No.
Okay, but
no,
I'd be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be careful on that because that,
okay.
You know, you don't, it's better off you don't know the witnesses and you just, like, do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, it's up
I'll
to you.
That
thank
advice.
You for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Barbara, very strange.
It is strange. And, you know, I like that caller, but when we ask for the city, just tell us the city because, hey, we've been around. Richard and I, we lived in Washington State for a long time. I was born there. Yeah, we know Eastern Washington. We know the Great Northwest area. We know all the areas, okay? Tell us. It gets us more in tuned to the caller, which is all vibes. It's all energy. It all helps.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
By the way, let me shout out Dale's direct number, Psychic Dale Shear.
Oh, I
she
forgot.
She has a direct, yeah, she has a direct line, and you can get your long reading. Just you and Dale alone. Nobody's going to be listening. Call her, 808-372-1816, or text her, same number, 808-372-1816. DaleShear.com, if you forget the number, all week long, in between our Friday shows, she is booking private sessions. So take her up on it. All right.
That
back to you, Johnny.
Barbara, and what are you doing this weekend, Barb?
Oh, well, I am overseeing a lot of what my daughter is doing. She's going to a party, and this party has been a big deal. She's been trying on clothes for literally a week. And so I know that this party means a lot to her. But as a mom, you know, they're going to house parties. Those get wild. Teenagers can be really crazy, these, especially in big cities. So there's a little anxiety. There's anticipation. I'm watching over her carefully. Do you see anything going on, Dale? Is she going to be safe tonight?
Oh, she'll be safe.
Okay,
but she's
good.
She's smart enough to know that if something doesn't feel right for her, she'll disappear.
Okay, good. She's a smart one. Thank you.
Yes, I'm not worried about her.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'm worried about the guys that she might meet.
she gets looks all the time because she's one of those that developed. I never did until I was about 15, 16, 17. I mean, tiny little me. She looks like she literally has had a boob job. They're so perfect. I'm like, wow, that really happens in real life? It's crazy.
Oh, really?
So I'm happy for her with that. But the boys, yes, that's what I was worried about, Dale. But you said she's going to be okay tonight.
Okay. Well, she'll be okay. Oh, you know, there's one guy. There's one guy that she likes a lot, and she's hoping he'll be at the party.
Okay, good, because she recently went through a very horrible breakup. Remember the guy that you and I had high hopes for? But they were really young, and he was always talking about marriage. All of a sudden, boom, over. And she still feels sad, but I said, hey, until you have a new guy, you might be sad until that happens. So maybe that's tonight, huh?
Well, it could be. Okay, Johnny, is there another one here?
Yes. Area code 727. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I am well, and you?
I'm just fine. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Everybody's calling from Florida today. Okay, what part of Florida?
Space Coast.
Where?
Cape Canaveral.
Oh, Cape Canaveral, yes. I have a lot of friends that go there. It's supposed to be really beautiful there.
It is, and like everywhere right now, it's hot.
How hot are you over there?
In the mid-90s, which is unusual for this area. In fact, Orlando had a near-record temperature of 97 today.
Oh, my God. And then you have the humidity, which is ridiculous. Between Hawaii has humidity, but it's not as humid as Florida, especially
it's
if you have
different.
The trades. If you don't get the trades, you die. It's that simple.
It's different. It's very different. I have been in Hawaii, and the heat, it's very different.
How can I help you, sweetie?
My daughter and her partner are looking at a relocation. Do you see a optimal place for them? For their relocation?
Okay. I would need to know, probably should be talking to your daughter, not you. But has she mentioned two or three different...
I understand.
How many... what places has she mentioned?
Stockholm? Utrecht?
Where?
The Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands. Okay. She wants to go to Europe, obviously.
She's in Europe.
Okay. Where is she now in Europe?
The Netherlands.
Okay. I think I've been there. I'm not sure. What are their options? Why does she want to move?
She has been in an optimal situation during COVID. That situation is imminently decreasing in its optimism.
Okay. You're speaking a language I don't understand. Can you
very well placed. Yeah, she was able to work from home for the most part and has an outstanding relationship with her supervisor. She has a graduate degree, and there is no... vertical progression for her where she is currently.
I understand. one of the options that I'm seeing is England, London. I also see that she would continue around the Netherlands until she finds what she's looking for. Does she like living in Sweden because it's so cold?
She, her partner particularly likes cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
She really needs sunlight, and it's curious that you say London, because when she was a young girl, having a flat in London was her vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do see something with London coming up, and that's the best I can tell you right now.
That is helpful. Thank you so much, Dale.
Okay, honey. You have a good day.
You too.
Johnny?
Yes?
Are
you wanting to go to the next one? Or?
Yes.
Okay. 914, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And beautiful show
yes. This
evening.
You're welcome.
I'm glad one of us likes it. What's your name? Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Oh, that's my favorite stomping grounds. What part? Are you in Manhattan or where?
No, I'm a little bit north of Manhattan.
Near Brooklyn?
Yes, you can. Yes, closer to Brooklyn than Manhattan.
Okay, how can I help you?
Thank you, yes. I was seeing, please, if you see me approach a gentleman, Tom, for work to see if we could work together, do you see him saying yes?
Okay, what kind of work is it, please?
Screenplay for him that I'd like, you know, to have him jump on board.
I believe he's interested very much. It's going to take a lot of work on your part to have him do anything with the screenplay. But you can try. You can definitely try.
Oh, fantastic.
But it's going to take some time to get it where you want it to go.
Right. Yes, I want to, polish it just a little bit more than I was thinking in about a week or two I'd approach him.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Do you know this guy pretty well?
I've seen him, on classes that he gives and things like that.
Well, I feel the best thing you could do is hand him the script, have him go over it, and let him give him your opinion about the script.
Okay.
The way you would approach it. Let him give you some ideas or see if it's good enough or see what he might say about the script. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. And happy weekend to all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. I hope it's a good weekend. Okay,
yeah.
Barbara, talk to me.
Yeah. I would be happy to talk to you. Okay, here's what is burning in my head. Since Johnny called me before the show and told me that there was a person bad-mouthing me and a couple other friends, and what the heck? Why? There's no reason to do so.
Why would he do that?
Bad-mouthed me to Johnny, and they hardly even knew him. Bad-mouthed me and a couple other of my friends.
You know what? That sounds like our first caller, okay? look, just ignore it. Ignore it. I don't know why Johnny would even say something like that. You have to
ask
him.
Well, I got mad at Johnny for not telling me. For 3 weeks, he said he didn't tell me for 3 weeks these things. Should I not want to know what people are saying about
That's
me?
Correct.
So I can stop. I've already called this person.
No. It's all a bunch of bull cocky. So it's not even true. And it's made up. And
well, I know
maybe.
It's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. So it's made up. And just ignore it. And ignore, Johnny should have never said something that stupid.
I don't even know why Johnny's getting in conversations with people like that, like to allow that to even start. I mean, it just was so
odd.
Because
Johnny sometimes doesn't think.
Oh.
He just reacts.
Johnny?
He reacts.
Would you like to, do you have a rebuttal about that? Are you going to get better about
that?
No,
I'm sorry
that
all of it happened.
No gossiping, right. I say. This is a rule. I tell Johnny, how did you let it get that far? Why were those words uttered out of this person's mouth to
Barbara,
you?
You're putting too much energy into this. Let go of it. I mean,
I
got to
protect my baby boo and family.
No, you don't. Because it's not true.
Okay.
You know, if I were to count all the people that said bad things about me, hey. I just ignore it. Just totally ignore it.
And some of the mean things they said actually were compliments.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, don't go off on that. You don't need it.
Okay.
You don't
I just
want
to
say I'm sorry that I let it get as far as
bothering. Hold on, Johnny, hold on. When something's bothering me, I have my friend and my personal psychic, Del Shear. So I will ask her about it, and she's given me my answer.
Okay.
Thank you, Del.
There you go.
All right. Do you forgive me
for
letting it go this far,
Barbara? I have nothing to worry
about,
Barbara.
I don't know. Johnny's talking over you.
Sorry.
I know. You have nothing to worry about, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Johnny, do we have another caller?
No, we do not, but we've had a lot of callers on this show. It would be good.
Oh, good. Then Barbara and I can talk.
Yeah. Huh. And we love to. There is so much going on. By the way, I checked the weather. It's normal here. Highs of 76, lows of 63, pretty normal all throughout the week coming up. And it's just perfect here. But I feel for you all who are dealing with heat waves and other things. Heat waves
I have air conditioning, but I just like I don't want to go out that much. I mean, Richard and I went swimming today, so that was fun. And I'll probably go again tomorrow because it was so much fun. I enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Really enjoyed it.
We have a gorgeous pool, too. I'm trying to get Priscilla over there to swim, my daughter. And I just go out there every afternoon and just lay on the chairs out there for the sunset, just enjoying the outdoors.
You don't go outside and get some sun?
I do, like every afternoon, I have a pool here, but it's not my own pool. Other people use it. I do every afternoon, but I get a spray tan. I don't need to really lay out and worship the sun. I get a spray tan. It takes care of it.
Okay. Okay.
Can I ask you a
question,
Dale?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think is going to happen for me next Wednesday? I've been having dreams about meeting the person. A dream.
Here we go again. I think you will have a fun time. Okay? And are you sure they're showing up?
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't agreed on a time Wednesday, but we have agreed to meet and we know the place. It's just that I really, really need this. I mean, the level of anxiety in my life.
Well, I don't care about you needing it. What about the other person?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, she's a pretty anxious person herself. And she's a nice lady. She runs marathons, won a lot of trophies.
Anxious.
And,
And
Oh, she watches dogs. She watches dogs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so. So I think you'll have a good time if you can arrange where you're going to meet, what time you're going to meet, and the whole thing. But why are you going to a pizza place?
Because that's the nearest place to where I'm at, and I can walk there, and I'm going to take an Uber. And, you know, if it was a driving thing, then my choices of places would be a lot more broad.
You said
I just
you're
want
walking
to keep...
and taking an Uber. If you're going to take an Uber, pick a different place.
Then it would be more expensive now, wouldn't it?
So what, Johnny? It's worth it because a piece of pizza takes 10 minutes to eat. Then what? If you have a full meal, you're going to have more time with this person.
Mm-hmm. True.
Relax.
It'll be worth every penny, right?
Johnny doesn't have enough money for this, so that's
no,
why
I
he's
do.
Going for a pizza.
I do. It's
okay.
Just...
So why don't you pick a different place?
Well, she likes pizza, so...
I give
she'll
up.
Probably eat it in
Barbara,
5 minutes,
you take
then what?
It.
Then what?
But anyway, give me, I think we
I
have
think
another call.
You will have time providing. It's more than 10 minutes, and you talk a lot, and, you know, it's all good. Have you known her for a long time?
I actually know. We'll see. What happened was I met her on TikTok. And what happened was, this is the story, okay? I met her on TikTok, and she was doing a live, and she goes on and on and on about how she lives in Destin area near Niceville. And so I messaged her, and I gave her my phone number, and she goes, what? 850 area code? What? You know, she was, like, amazed that I gave her a number that was, in local. And I'm the first person on TikTok that she knows that's local. So what happened was that she gave me, you know, we talk, and it's a local number. And, you know, it was just one of those, you know, she's 47, no children. And, you know, in that sense, that's good. But there's a lot of things I don't really know about her yet. So it's just nerve-wracking meeting somebody in person, you know.
Well, you know, you talk to us all the time. Just pretend it's us. You know, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think what it is that when I talk to somebody on the internet, you know, like, even though I do stupid stuff, I've always wanted Barbara to know that I cared about her, that I care about her. I don't want her to ever forget that. And,
what does
and,
that have to do with this?
Well, let me explain. In real life, that's easier to do, you know. But online, it's sometimes that's hard. Like for example,
oh,
I'm
wait,
talking
have
to
you
Barbara.
Have you seen what she looks like online? Have you seen her
oh, yes,
live?
I've seen her, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've
seen what she looks like.
Has she okay, Barbara, what do you think?
She looks so sweet. She's a very attractive middle-aged woman who looks like the perfect mom type, but, you know, classy, a wonderful face, gorgeous. So, and, you know, if she met him on TikTok, she knows what he looks like in bed, and so she knows what she's getting, this person, Johnny. Okay, right? Because he does everything from bed. So she knows that. She's accepting that. So I think that's a plus.
Yeah, that is.
Yes.
So just enjoy it, and let's hope you get a good time of when you will see her.
And you talked to her last week.
I did?
You talked to her last week.
I don't remember, Johnny.
I know you don't, but you did.
Well,
you
tell
to
us.
Her.
Refresh what? Our memory about it. Refresh
she called
memory.
In. Her name was Crystal. You asked her for a she asked you for a reading, and you said that she was going to meet someone who plays golf. And
oh!
And
I remember. And you don't play golf, though. Oh, shoot.
No, I don't. Well, okay. If you go back and you listen to the reading, you'll hear some interesting things said by Dale. But the thing is that she was here last week. So, yeah.
Cool.
She was where last
probably
week?
Listening right now, too. Hi,
oh,
Crystal.
God.
Hope your day goes well with Johnny. We love him, and we are hoping for the best for a love connection between the two of you.
We're friends. We're going out as friends, but we're going out as friends. But
of course,
well, that's all that
friends
matters.
First.
Just look at her as a friend and have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Do you want to take another caller?
Real quick, because we're almost out of time.
Caller, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
There we go again.
Hello? Caller, are you there? Hello?
Johnny, disconnect, okay?
It's okay. I didn't screen the call. It is a blocked number anyway, so I don't particularly like getting those. But
okay.
But that's all.
Anyway, Barbara, you want to give the shout-out, please? Because I got had it today.
Okay, everybody. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Dale. We had a long list of callers. We appreciate you calling in, getting your reading. Please listen to her and follow her advice because she is the real deal. Hello. She's my psychic, Barbara Moore. Hey, and I know how to choose them. So all we want.
Yeah, you do.
DaleShear.com. Psychic Dale Shear is waiting for you to book your appointment this week, 808-372-1816. Get your pencils out again, 808-372-1816 for Psychic Dale Shear. Book your appointment, and we will hear from you next Friday. Please check our listings on Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness. That's where we broadcast, everybody. And check our listings because Johnny and I do shows all week long. All right.
Yeah, and I'll be real interested to hear what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, have a good one.
And we are pulling for you, Johnny. Just act natural, be natural, enjoy it. And you're so happy you have a hot date coming up. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Can we hear about it next Friday, right, Dale and Richard?
Yes. Yeah.
Good night.
Strawberries.
Aloha, everybody.
Good.
Aloha, Richard.
Aloha.
Aloha, Dale. Aloha, Johnny. Signing off. Life, Laughter, Happiness. Barbara Moore. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.